All right, on to art. So Christine Williams is with me via phone. Christine is the organizer of the Two Harbors Art Fair, which is happening in about a week. Thank you so much, Christine, for being with me this morning.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know this is not the first time you've been on the air, but I was not fully aware of this, the fact that you had two art fairs this year. So the bottom line is it must be going really well. Do you want to just share with us how you got started with the Two Harbors Art Fair?
Sure, you bet. And I wanted to mention, too, that we have had the August event, which is also known as Under the Spreading Walnut Tree. That one was in the 29th year this year.
Oh, wow.
I'm also an artist as well. So I used to participate in that event as an artist. And the woman who used to organize it was part of the Voyager Artists, which is up in the Two Harbors area.
Mm-hmm.
And she was into her 90s and was still doing it. And then she wanted to pass the baton on to someone. And so she and I talked, and I said, I would love to help organize the event. So I took it over probably, I think it was like 2012 or 2013. And that one's still going real strong, 29th year, like I said. So that'll happen again next summer. You know, it'll be the 30th, actually, next summer in August. And then this one that's coming up next weekend, September 22nd, 23rd, 24th, this will be the seventh year. So a lot of the artists from the August art fair, you know, either live in the area or love coming up to the North Shore. And so we do get a lot of returning artists that like to also participate in the September event. And we know it's around the time when the leaves are changing. And there's more, you know, tourists in the area, and people are still just outside, you know, before it gets real cold.
Right. It's a perfect time. So, yes.
Yes. So it's really well attended. A lot of people from the community come out. And so I just want to make sure people know kind of a little bit more about it, too. So the Friday, September 22nd, it'll be from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, it'll be from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we have approximately 30 artists that participate. It's mostly fine artists. You're going to find people that are making ceramics, fiber artists, glass artists, jewelers. We've got some amazing, you know, oil painters, watercolor painters. I do mixed media. So it's acrylic painting with tissue paper and various adhesives. We have wood artists, just the whole spectrum from A to Z with so many different wonderful artists, like you say, from the area, from Duluth, Superior, Two Harbors, and a few that are from, you know, the Twin Cities or other areas as well.
Sounds wonderful. And you say that a lot of these artists love to come back year after year. You know, is it the location that's special, or it's just a very, obviously it's a really good time of year. You know, I think it might even be considered the most busy weekend on the North Shore, including summer. So I'm sure that has a part of it. But I've also got to believe the camaraderie must build over the years. You don't have trouble getting vendors, it sounds like.
Right. Absolutely. I would agree with you on that. And there's definitely like camaraderie between artists, and there's always a few new ones too. So it's kind of fun to get to meet new artists and new customers and new people within the community that like to come out. So yeah, you know, it's really well attended. We also, for the last couple of years, have been doing these free art workshops.
Oh yeah.
So any age, you know, can participate. It's not just for kids. It's for kids. It's for adults. So people can just stop on over on Sunday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be free art workshops. So we'll have all the supplies. One of the artists will be teaching for a little bit, and people will get to create their own art. So it'll sort of be like paper making art, which is what Terry Williams does. And I also do that form of art. So that'll be really fun. If people want to take home some art with them, they can do that too. And, you know, it's just a great time of year. Who knows what the weather will be? Sometimes it's really cold and rainy, and sometimes it's beautiful and sunny. You know, September is interesting that way.
Right.
But right now, you know, looking at what we're expecting for next weekend, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, a beautiful weekend.
Wonderful. Is there any connection with the 2020 Studio Art Tour, which I know you can also travel around to different studios that weekend? I would think that anyone who is appreciative of art, I mean, this would be the weekend to come for both of those reasons, but is there any connection between those two, or are those completely separate events?
So they are separate events, but it is nice to know that people can participate and attend both, right? And so some of the artists that do the 2020 tour do the August show.
Okay.
They just can't places at once. And so the last couple of years, they've actually had that event happens the same weekend as this event. It doesn't always fall on the same weekend, but the last couple of years it has. And like I say, some of the artists that do the August Two Harbors show that I organize do the 2020 tour. So I would encourage people to check out, you know, both of those events, because it's, you know, artists, you know, some of them do it as a full-time career. Not everyone, but some of them do. And it's a way for them to be able to share their work, their creativity with other people. And even sometimes artists attend, you know, whether they're teenagers or they're going to college and they're taking art classes, or even just people that maybe retired and they want to get back into art. So sometimes it's kind of fun, too, to meet other artists who maybe don't necessarily sell their work, but they're getting ideas. Their creativity is kind of happening as they're checking out what other people do. So,
yeah,
you know, I would encourage people to go to the 2020 tour as well. And just to confirm or just to verify for everyone, the event is located at 731 7th Avenue, which is right in the town of Two Harbors. We're like kitty corner from the Vanilla Bean Cafe. It's where the old Superior hiking trail, where people would get their maps. It's that location. Next door to us is the Bee's Knees. So if that helps people kind of figure out where we're located, you really can't miss it, because you're going to see all the tents as you're driving through town.
Yeah, you really can't miss it. And I'm always amazed at how many vendors you can cram into a pretty small space. You really do go deep.
Yes, usually right around 30 artists.
Yeah.
And such a variety of mediums.
Yes. All right, now I have a question for you as a artist and a vendor yourself. You know, I've been to many art fairs, and I often, you know, I just feel like the dedication of the artists is got to be a factor, because I mean, I always want to buy one thing at every booth, but I never can do that, of course. And so, you know, you do spend a lot of time just chatting with people and appreciating their art for free and then not buying it. And I always feel a little guilty about that. So do you have what do you have to say about that sort of from the other side? You're the vendor that's being so free with your time, and, you know, probably some days are good for sales and some aren't, but you keep coming back.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's definitely dedication by all the artists that are creating their own artwork. And I think also just having those conversations, whether someone purchases that day or that weekend, just having those conversations with people and knowing that people appreciate the art, I think makes a big difference. But I also do like to say, you know, I personally also like to attend art shows, even if I'm not participating, because I might have some friends that are participating, or I just like to appreciate art myself. And I always think, you know, it's so nice when people will purchase from an artist, because rather than just buying, you know, something from a local store that was made in some other country, for example, just being able to buy from an artist who actually put the care into that piece, I just think means so much to the person who purchases it and to the artist. And art is very, like, it's very meaningful. So,
yes.
For example, I love lighthouses, so I tend to gravitate towards lighthouse scenes, and I love stained glass. We're actually going to have some glass artists up there next weekend, but I tend to gravitate towards that. So people gravitate towards different things that speak to them. So it's not always about the purchase, but we certainly as artists appreciate when people buy local and when they buy from artists, because it's an original and it's something that someone took the time to make. And so I think that's just so meaningful.
It is so meaningful. And I mean, there's definitely been a lot of talk about that in recent years here. I just can't imagine anyone would buy things that could be bought at the art fair in Target. You know, I just think it's there's no substitute for true art, right, where you know the artist. And anyway, thank you so much, Christine, for being with us. Is there anything I forgot to ask you?
I don't think so. I think we covered it all. And just to wrap up and remind folks, please stop out next weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, September 22nd through the 24th. Friday is from 2 to 6. Sometimes people come really early thinking it starts early in the morning, but it's 2 to 6, and then Saturday, Sunday, 10 to 5. I also want to thank a couple of our sponsors. So Blackwoods Restaurant is so gracious to be one of our sponsors this year, and Love and Lake County, they donate a small grant for this event. So we truly appreciate the community support. And all the signs will be going up this weekend. So if people are out driving around, they're going to see the art fair signs. And we're so thankful to be able to share this information this weekend. And we appreciate the support from the community. So I really appreciate this time this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Christine. And good luck next weekend. That was Christine Williams with the Two Harbors Art Fair. That is happening next weekend, September 22 to 24.